Washington State University is facing a $30 million budget deficit. University President Kirk Schultz is calling for 2.5% cuts in all departments, which is meant to get the school back in the black in the next 3 years. But the situation has raised a lot of questions about how all of this happened. You're listening to KNKX, and to answer some of those questions, 88.5's Ariel Van Cleave turned to Spokesman Review higher education reporter Chad Sokol. They spoke via Skype.
Was nobody keeping a close eye on this over the years? There's no limitation or process in place that keeps it from getting into this deep red?
Schultz has been careful not to point the finger at previous administrations. That's the late President Elson Floyd, and for about a year in between, Provost Dan Bernardo stepped in as interim president. But Schultz has also made clear that the deficit didn't materialize on his watch. He said that the university created all kinds of positions in recent years that were never really intended to be permanent. He said the university had added nearly 750 positions during the previous 5 years, and that it accounted for a $96 million payroll increase. And he said that before Bernardo took over as interim president, this just wasn't something the higher-ups at the university were paying attention to. Another factor is that the university had this big enrollment boom after the recession, and it spent hundreds of millions of dollars on new buildings and upgrades to accommodate that. Those were all mostly debt financed, and remember, there's going to be ongoing costs involved with maintaining those buildings.
You're mentioning these new positions, ones that went from temporary to permanent. They weren't meant to be permanent. Also, the football program has been getting a lot of heat. What are you hearing from people? Is everything getting blamed in this situation right now?
Yeah, so the athletics department has definitely drawn a lot of attention. And, you know, sports always do. Last time I checked, its deficit was around $13 million, so that's a pretty big chunk of money. But you've got to remember that it's not uncommon for athletics departments at big state schools, especially in the Pac-12, to have big deficits. The University of Washington's athletics deficit was nearly $15 million last year. That's not an excuse, but it is fairly common. Before we started hearing a lot of details about the university-wide budget, we did hear quite a bit about a separate plan for reducing the athletics department deficit, and that involved several things. One was the university hoped to begin selling beer in Martin Stadium, and that was supposed to bring in, I think, around $1 million a year. That has not been approved, though, so I'm not sure about the status of that. Last time I checked, it was the Liquor and Cannabis Board had put that proposal on hold. Schultz has more recently said that the university won't fill some positions in the athletics department. He also once proposed a $50 a semester student fee, but that was pretty quickly shot down. Dead on arrival, students did not want to pay more fees for the athletics department. They saw it as kind of a bailout.
So when it comes to balancing this budget, what are some of the casualties that we've already seen so far?
The university has laid out a lot of ways they're going to fix this. Schultz has also made clear that departments have a bit of discretion in how they reduce their spending. And remember, that's a 2.5% reduction target. So the engineering college, for example, has taken away some stipends for graduate students. Another big casualty that's got a lot of attention among students and some in the arts is WSU's Performing Arts Program. This program is not a college. It doesn't have students. It's not offering degrees. It was created in 2011 during President Floyd's tenure. Basically, what it does is it brings musicians and theater performances and hosts the school's improv troupe, which is made up of students. And the idea is that it brings some cultural performances with educational value to campus. The problem was this program was not funded with state or tuition money, and it relied really heavily on ticket sales. Students don't pay for tickets. It also has relied pretty heavily on reserve funds. So when the university decided that it needs to stop spending so much out of reserves, the program really had no other options.
How could all of this affect the school long term as we're talking about reductions and lowering stipends for certain grad students and the loss of this additional performing arts program? Is it going to potentially affect getting more students to come in or even attracting faculty?
You know, I don't know about that. It is probably a question for faculty and deans. What I do know is that the administration has said, you know, in the long term, these are not dire straits circumstances. And Schultz has said the university is going to push forward with its Drive to 25 campaign, which aims to get the university in the top 25 ranked public research universities. He says that the university is going to push forward and keep getting creative with its funding sources. So I guess we'll have to see how that pans out.
That was Spokesman Review Higher Education reporter Chad Sokol speaking with 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve.